Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
India team news for the week ending 14th June 2024. This week saw good prices for some teas at auctions. Sam's Hook Malti fetched a record 1,506 rupees per kilo for their CTC BOP SN grade at sale 25 in Kolkata. Hook Mall has been enjoying a record run this recent sale of their teas at Guwahati, also making it to the news for fetching upwards of 600 rupees per kilo. Hook Malti was from Bhaskar Hazarika at Dibrugarh, who took over his father's tea business in 2009 and has since sought to refine CTC tea production to take it out of the commodity status that it carries. Bhaskar's efforts have been paying off, as in the last many years, his invoices have steadily made their way up the batting order, and in the last few years have consistently stayed in the top three at Guwahati auctions. In the south, Kochi has been having a good run too for the last few weeks. Interest is high among overseas buyers, with exporters to CIS and Middle East countries active. Sale percentage has been high, upward of 90% for Orthodox tea. CTC also saw sale of 100% thanks to an active participation from Supply Co, which procures tea to supply via the Kerala State Public Distribution System. Kunur auctions also saw good sales, and looks like South India is being seen as a reliable source of Orthodox tea, especially as wage hikes in neighboring Sri Lanka are causing new concerns. And lastly, the Tea Research Association at Jorhat announced the winners for their first Tech Pro competition that was announced during the International Tea Day this year. I saw an enthusiastic response as teams from 20 universities across the country participated in it. Jury included members from the Tea Research Association and also our very own editor, Dan Bolton. Winners were just announced. Team Orthodox from the Assam Science and Technology University wins first place for a novel non-chemical pest control solution. Second place went to Team Neurolinga from the PSG Institute of Technology and Applied Research in Coimbatore for an integrated weather and crop health monitoring system. Third place also went to PSG Institute's Team Doodle for the network of sensors that monitor plant condition for growers. The team members from the prize-winning team stand to win 50,000 rupees each as prize money.
Produced by Adavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.